This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. My name is Jim Santel, and yes, for this hour and next hour as well on this Friday in late June of 2025, I'm going to be sitting in for Maggie and assuming the responsibilities of providing insight and information, direction and inspiration, as Maggie always does in her weekly show about those major issues that are affecting our lives and our livelihoods here in Wisconsin, throughout the United States of America, and indeed across our planet. Like Maggie, I am delighted. I am honored that you're spending some time this Friday afternoon. My terrific producer, his name is Jacob, and he is with me here in the broadcast studio in Racine. Delighted and honored to have you with me and with Jacob. And you can be a part of our discussion this hour and next hour as well. The phone number to call in to be a part of our program is 855-752-4842. Once again, that's 855-752-4842 here on the Maggie Dawn Show, broadcast stations of Civic Media. It is a significant day, a very important day in the history of the United States of America. All of us affected by what is going on, not only locally in our state house in Madison, certainly in the United States government in Washington, D.C. Especially today, we are thoughtful about the fact that our United States Supreme Court has issued just today six more opinions, six of them following equal numbers in recent days and weeks, bringing to just over 60, 6-0, the number of cases, the number of decisions that they have issued to all of us in this, the 2024-2025 term of the United States Supreme Court. We are going to be spending a lot of time this hour and next hour also taking your questions, your comments about what the Supreme Court has done on these cases, including focusing specially upon this major case, arguably involving birthright citizenship, but in fact, talking a whole lot about the authorities of the President of the United States of America to issue executive orders and the capacities now limited as of several hours ago for federal district court judges and appellate court judges as well to restrict on a national universal basis the decisions of our president. We'll talk about the major consequences of this decision coming out of the Supreme Court today. The case is Trump versus CASA, C-A-S-A, a decision 6-3 by a majority of our United States Supreme Court. We'll talk about exactly what the majority said. We will spend a lot of time as well talking about what the minority said as well, because we do have three dissenting justices who give us some perspective, as does the majority. That majority opinion written by Amy Coney Barrett. The dissenters also giving us some insight into how to understand what the Supreme Court has done today. We'll also make reference, although not complete reference, to many of the other cases just decided today. Also important to our geography and our lives here in Wisconsin and throughout the United States as well. We have got a lot of things going on in this, the Maggie Dawn Show, this hour and next hour as well. Some programming notes right at the top, and that is that in our second section, the third and fourth segments of our broadcast on this Friday afternoon, I'm going to be joined by a colleague and a friend of mine. His name is John Vaudrey. He is the former United States Attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin. John is going to join me in those third and fourth segments of this first hour, not only to talk about some of these issues, but most specifically to talk about his involvement with a group called Keep Our Republic, and in particular, the work that particular entity, that agency is doing to push back on, yes, indeed, it's back again, challenges to the 2020 election. John is going to be joining me in those third and fourth segments of this hour, not only to talk about what he is doing now with CORE, the Keep Our Republic entity, but also why this is such an important issue, even today, 5 years after the 2020 election. Why is that so very important to understand? And where does this come from? Where is the genesis once again to re-attack, re-attack the 2020 election results. We'll talk about exactly where that comes from, including this administration and this Department of Justice and this White House. John is going to be joining me for a couple of segments later in this hour. I should also mention that this coming weekend, both on Saturday and Sunday, some special editions, some special incorporations of Amicus, a law review, which is the two-hour broadcast that I typically do on weekends, talking about all things related to the rule of law and justice and the delivery of justice in America. Two special programs, one of them on Saturday from 9 to 11. That's a live program. We're going to be analyzing, of course, all the Supreme Court cases from this past term, analyzing in particular 12 of them over the period of Saturday. And yes, indeed. Then Sunday as well, another live new content program from 2 to 4 right here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. That happening again Sunday from 2 to 4. That time, that period, also dealing with 12 of the 60 or so decisions that the Supreme Court has issued in this term, including some of them that we are going to be talking about, taking your calls about, even in this two-hour broadcast segment coming up right now. I should also mention that this is that time of day when you can participate in Free Ticket Friday. It is Free Ticket Friday here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. All you need to do is to give me the word at least two to three times, maybe just one time. That's all you need to do. You have to go into the Civic Media app. You can download it for free in your app store, and you can win a 4-pack of tickets to the Sunday game of the Milwaukee Brewers against the Colorado Rockies right here in Milwaukee. It takes place beginning at 1:10. That's the start time here in Milwaukee. You get club-level seating, a 4-pack set of tickets, and you've got until 5 o'clock to text the Free Ticket Friday word. You can do it once. You can do it multiple times if you like. Text that word of the hour into the Civic Media Free Ticket Friday app. We're giving away tickets all of this hour, and indeed, Civic Media is going to be doing this every Friday all summer long. What is that all-important word? What do you need to text into the Civic Media app? Here it is. Here's the important word, the word that will get you tickets if you indeed are the lucky recipient of the set of 4-pack tickets to the Sunday game, Milwaukee Brewers versus Colorado Rockies, 1:10 start time. Here's the word. Write it down. It's real simple. It's three particular letters of our alphabet. The word, here it is, it's FLY, F-L-Y, and you can enter that word right now in the Civic Media app, downloading it from your app store. Participate in our opportunity to get those 4 packs of tickets to that Sunday game. Club-level seating, good seats coming in here from Civic Media. You've got until 5 o'clock, about 45 minutes or so, to text the Free Ticket Friday word of the hour once again. That word is FLY. It's FLY, and we're going to be giving away tickets, those tickets, again, in this hour, every Friday here, Free Ticket Friday here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. One more time, the word for today, Friday, June 27th, which you should text in and get into our Civic Media app, is FLY, F-L-Y. Join our program not only for that reason, but also for the discussion we're about to have on these major issues facing America today. The word once again, FLY, and best wishes to everybody for not only this particular event, this particular opportunity, but also as we think about America, we think about the United States and ponder this weekend and next weekend, of course, the 249th anniversary of our nation. Best wishes to all of us as we observe that important milestone in our nation's history. That is the Declaration of Independence 249 years ago this coming week, heading to the 250th anniversary of our nation next year at this same time. We, of course, will be talking a lot about Independence Day, our observance of that coming up on the broadcast stations of Civic Media, on this program, The Maggie Dawn Show, and on others, including the programs coming up on Amicus, a law review, this coming weekend and next weekend as well. I've already indicated that the subject matter for those two special broadcasts this coming weekend, Saturday, 9 to 11, and Sunday, 2 to 4, to the 4 o'clock in the afternoon, all about the Supreme Court cases, what they said, what the significance of them is and remains for all of us. We know that those cases include things like, yes, indeed, this birthright citizenship case, the import of national injunctions no longer accessible to district court and appellate court judges. We'll talk about LGBT books in the public classrooms. We'll talk about age verification for adult sites. We'll talk about a preventive care task force that the Supreme Court addressed again just today, transition care for trans youth, reverse discrimination policies, gun maker liability, more issues coming up this weekend as well related to the religious charter schools and the capacity for them to participate in the benefits of public recognition. We'll talk about excessive force by police entities. We'll talk about regulation of flavored vaping devices. We'll talk about ghost guns, TikTok, and national security. And yes, indeed, race and gerrymandering, congressional gerrymandering. All of those things and more have been on the docket of our United States Supreme Court for this past term. We're going to be selecting about 10, maybe 12 cases altogether, including many of those that were just announced this morning from the United States Supreme Court. We'll be talking about all of those issues that the Supreme Court has addressed in the past several months. We'll talk about the consequences of those, what the justices have said, what they did not say, and in many cases, the disputes much on display as the members of the Supreme Court spar with each other about how these cases should be decided, many of them, by the 6-3 split in our Supreme Court that we know all too well. Some of those cases decided by a 9-0 unanimous Supreme Court. We'll talk about those as well. All of that coming up this weekend, 9-11 on Amicus, a law review tomorrow, and 2-4 Sunday. As we come back here on The Maggie Dawn Show, we're going to talk more about that major decision having to do with birthright citizenship and national jurisdiction and national injunctions as The Maggie Dawn Show continues right here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media.